This is Kyler Ludlow with Lugnuts first baseman KC Hobson. KC, back in Dayton after wrapping up the playoff berth here a little less than a week ago. How's it feel to be back into the in the confines here at Fifth Third Field?
You know, Dayton, they have a great stadium, great atmosphere. You know, it's always fun to play here. So, trying to get a win tonight. And like you said, we won the first half, or we had a playoff spot in the first half a week ago. And, it's good to be back.
You got the playoff spot. How does that, if at all, change your mentality towards the second half, knowing that you have the playoff berth wrapped up, going towards the later part of the season?
You know, it doesn't really change anything. The goal is to still go out there and win. And, we want to win the division. That's the whole purpose of it. We want to try to, just because we, have a playoff spot, we can't let up, because that's when you get in trouble. And, I think we got a good start to the first half. We just got to, keep going, keep pressing.
Now, you in particular have had a great start to the second half with the walk-off home run on Friday. We got to talk to you after that game. You had some base hits in Saturday's game and Sunday's game, then again yesterday. Have you changed anything at your approach at the plate after the All-Star break?
I changed my swing a little bit. I'm just more comfortable. I feel like I was the player that I was last year. The first half I didn't. And after the first half, I just wiped it away and said, it starts a new year, for me, for the second half, is what I'm saying. You gotta, get rid of the bad. The first half I struggled a little bit, and now it's a new half, and it's a new season pretty much for me.
Well, absolutely. Now seeing more time in the fifth spot of the order, you bounced around a lot. Does knowing you're going to be out there at first base, right in the middle of the order, just affect your mentality when you go out there every day?
Not really. I mean, at the beginning of the year, I was hitting fourth, and then I bounced all over the place, and for a good reason. I wasn't putting up the numbers I should have been putting up. I had one home run and 200 and whatever at bats, and that's just not the type of player I was, and that's not the type of player I am. And if I'm hitting seventh, I'm hitting eighth, I'm going to try to drive and run. I'm going to have the same mentality. It was more of a frustration for me as a player for the first half than it was anything else.
Well, you've obviously made some good adjustments at the plate. How has your past with your father being, so connected with the major leagues and everything, growing up with that, all around you, how does that affect how you approach the game every day?
One thing he instilled in me was, play the game hard and have fun, and that's, that's what I try to do. And, he told me, you're going to struggle sometimes, and the first half was a good, thing about that. It's how you, handle the struggle and how you, come out of it. And I think for the most part, even though I was frustrated, I think, you can't get down on yourself. And that's a big part of it. And, it happens sometimes. Guys are going to struggle, and you just got to stay positive all the time. You can't get down on yourself, because once that happens, you're not going to come out of it.
Well, mention that you had the walk-off home run on Friday night, and you've also shown a pretty slick glove at first base. If you had to choose between hitting a walk-off home run or a game-saving play at first base with the go-ahead run for the other team at third, which would you choose?
Probably a walk-off home run. I mean, both would feel great, and but there's nothing like a walk-off home run. That was my first one, and it was awesome. Nothing like the experience.
It was my first walk-off experience too. That was great to see. And I guess the final question, if you were to get in the octagon against any of your teammates in there, who's the last guy you'd want to see staring across from you?
Probably Namba Bryson. He's probably the last guy I'd want to see standing across from me.
Think you could take him?
I'm not going to say I can't, but I'm not going to say I will. he's a good buddy of mine, but he's a tough dude.
Well, that's great. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. This has been KC Hobson, the Lugnuts first baseman, and Kyler Ludlow. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.